Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Before you start a building project, it's good to figure out what it's going to cost and whether you're able to pay it or not. It'd be foolish to start a project and then all of a sudden run out of money. Before a king engages in war with another king, it's good for him to figure out if he has enough men to go against this other king. If not, then he better seek peace. So if you want to follow Christ, then you better sit down and figure out the cost of following Jesus. Now, there are many blessings within God's kingdom. There are a lot of blessings being a baptized child of God within God's fold. So, for example, we can say, I am sorry, and God forgives us on account of Christ. Jesus rose from the dead, defeating our enemy, death. And so because Jesus lives, we too shall live eternal life in heaven. Jesus also defeated the devil by the cross and the open tomb. So in the midst of trial and tribulation, Jesus is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He guides us and leads us all the way to heaven. Jesus gives us a peace that the world can never give. God's Word and the Lord's Supper nurtures and strengthens our faith in Christ. Yes, there are many blessings being a part of God's kingdom, a lamb within his fold. However, following Jesus involves many sacrifices. There is a price to pay to be a part of God's kingdom. Now, please don't misunderstand. Salvation is a free gift by God's grace through faith in Christ. But to be a Christian living in an unbelieving world is not easy. The world mocks the Christian. We suffer hostility or even persecution from an unbelieving world. We are tempted to follow the popularity of the world and even our own sinful flesh. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. We are of Christ. We follow Jesus. And the way of the world leads to eternal death and destruction, but the way of Christ leads to eternal life. Yes, it's hard to remain a Christian in an unbelieving world. This morning, we will look at three things which tempt us to leave the Christian life. It's our prayer that by God's grace, we may remain faithful within his kingdom. The first thing mentioned in our gospel reading for today is we are tempted to love family more than God. Jesus said in our gospel reading, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Well, this kind of shocks us. You know, we were not supposed to say the word hate. And what is Jesus really meaning? What is he talking about? To hate family sounds like a very strong statement. What does he mean? The fourth commandment commands us to honor our father and our mother. We are not to despise them, but to honor them, love them, serve and obey them. We are even to love our own enemies. So what does Jesus mean when he calls us to hate family members? Well, the Greek word for hate in this context does not mean that we're supposed to administer some kind of evil against them. Rather, to hate means that we are not to love anyone more than God. It means that we are to love God first and foremost. Jesus once said, "He who loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." In other words, God wants us to fear, love, and trust in him alone. He wants us to give him our total devotion and honor and faith toward him. So if a parent idolizes their son or daughter, they've sinned against the first commandment. Parents love their children. But when their child's sports or recreation activity is more important than church or God himself, then they've broken the first commandment. Or if a child loves father and mother more than the one true God, then they've broken the first commandment. Jesus also once said, "He who loves his life will lose it." In other words, if someone's faith rests in themselves and not in Christ, then they will lose their life eternally. Jesus goes on to say, "He who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life." In other words, if someone hates the sinful flesh, the evil world and the devil, and then receives the forgiveness of sins, then they will live eternally. If faith rests in Christ alone, then they will live eternally. We are to love our enemies with a hope and the prayer that in repentance they come to faith in Christ. However, if a family member is an enemy of the church, rejects the gospel, and tempts us to leave the church and deny our faith in Christ, then this is what we are to abhor and despise. The word hate in our context means to abhor or to despise someone who attempts to pull our faith in Christ away. We don't want any family member to take our faith in Christ away. But our real family is gathered here on Sunday morning around our Lord's Word and the Lord's Supper. Our true family is first and foremost the family of God. After all, our earthly family cannot atone for our sin, but Jesus, our brother, atoned for our sin by his death upon the cross. Our earthly family cannot open heaven for us, but Jesus opened heaven for us by his death and his resurrection. Our earthly family cannot cleanse us of our sin, but in Christ there is forgiveness, life, and salvation. After all that Jesus has done for us, we gladly and willingly follow him, no matter what the cost. The second thing in our gospel today that we are tempted to do is to give in to persecution. Jesus said in our text, "Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Earlier in Luke chapter 9, Jesus said, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." When we hear the word cross, we think of Jesus dying on the cross, right? But when Jesus used the cross in our text for today, he is simply describing a burden which we must carry. So when we bear our cross or take up our cross, we're simply enduring persecution from an unbelieving world. It's hard to be a Christian in an unbelieving world. We are tempted to have a self-centered spirit. We are tempted to live according to the world's evil standards. We are tempted to gain the whole world. And if we do, then we could lose our own soul. When Jesus was tempted to fall down and worship the devil, he resisted. When Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness to seek the glory of the world instead of the suffering of the cross, Jesus resisted. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he said, "Not my will, but thy will be done," in the end, he was willing to give his life as a ransom for many, as a sacrifice upon the cross. Yes, in order to earn salvation for you and me, Jesus endured the cross, despising its shame. He was willing to go through suffering, persecution, and even death upon the cross for your sake and mine. So if suffering and persecution was the way for Jesus, then it's the way for the Christian as well. Jesus once said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake." So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, do not be ashamed of the gospel. Do not be ashamed of Jesus and what he has done for us, for you. But endure suffering and persecution for the sake of Christ. As a Christian, there will be hardships to bear, but it's the cost of following Jesus. The third and final thing that we are tempted to do is to make possessions an idol god. Jesus said in our gospel for today, "If any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple." In Luke chapter 12 earlier, Jesus said that one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. And so, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, do not make money your idol god. If you worship your possessions rather than the one true God, if you reject the treasure of God's grace in Christ Jesus, if you make the world your eternal kingdom, if you are rich in unbelief, if you love money instead of God, then you will not receive eternal life, because saving faith in Christ is not looking to Jesus alone. Possessions and money are necessary, and they are important, to be sure. Don't get me wrong. But our life is not measured by what we own. Our life does not consist in the abundance of our possessions. Rather, our life consists in the abundance of God's grace and mercy and the forgiveness of sins toward us in Christ Jesus. Possessions do not make us wealthy, but God's grace in Christ makes us rich toward God, rich in the righteousness of Christ. The redemption which Jesus purchased did not cost gold or silver, but the purchase payment was his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. Even though Jesus was the Son of God, yet for our sake he became poor, so that we through his poverty might become rich in salvation. The good news is that the salvation which Jesus has provided is free. It doesn't cost us any money. It doesn't cost us any works on our part, but Christ has freely provided life and salvation for you and me. In Christ, there is the forgiveness of sins. It's worth it then, by God's grace, to follow Jesus. So in our text for today, Jesus is calling us to love him above family members. Yes, we love our family members, but we love God first. Secondly, he encourages us to carry our cross of suffering, even in a world of hostility against the Christian. And finally, he calls us to renounce our possessions in making them an idol god. This is the cost of following Jesus. Is it worth it? Yes, it is. Through baptism, we have entered a new family, a family of God. Yes, the church is built upon the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Jesus laid the foundation of the church. The building project is finished. It's complete. And it was fully paid for by the blood of Christ. In this battle for our salvation, Jesus entered a war, an enmity with the devil. And And although Jesus was outnumbered, yet he laid down his life for you and me. And 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead, and he lives forevermore. Because of the cross and the open tomb, there is peace. Peace between God and man. All of you who have ears to hear, listen to this good news Sunday after Sunday. God has had mercy upon us sinners and has provided for us life and salvation. Through God's word and sacrament, he cleanses you of all your sin. He makes you a faithful disciple. You are now salt of the earth, and you are a light in a dark world. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as you journey with Jesus on the road to heaven, yes, the road will be rough. There will be trials and temptations, but God is your refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. He is your shepherd, and you are his dear lamb. The journey will be difficult, but in the end, he will lead you to eternal life in heaven. We will then see that following Jesus was worth it all the way. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus in the life everlasting. Amen.